All right, good evening. Before I start, Dad, sorry I had to make you drive the truck. I have the keys in my pocket. So that was my fault. It's pretty dangerous to drive that thing. If you want it, you didn't hear that. So, anyways, okay, so let us turn to John chapter 6. And we'll be reading verses 28 and 29. Okay, so it says, this is the disciples talking to Jesus. They said, then they asked him, what must we do to do the work God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So the disciples asked Jesus what we must do to do the work God requires. And Jesus answered, believe in the one he has sent. Believe in Jesus. Trust him. In other words, have faith in Jesus. Faith is essentially trust. We have faith in our friends. We have faith in our family. If we didn't trust him, we wouldn't have any faith in them at all. It's as simple as that. We have faith in God because we trust him. But what if we do not trust him, or what if our faith is dwindling? So the reason I'm doing this lesson is because I've kind of noticed recently my faith has been dwindling a lot. And there's just been just things that have happened to where you question, like, is God really there? Is he in my life helping me? Is he carrying me through my walk with him? And sometimes I think maybe he's not. It's hard to tell because I've never seen God. And if any of you have, well, you're very, very lucky. So that's the question. If we do not trust him, or if our faith is just dwindling a little bit, what do we do? So to start answering that question, let's go to John 11, verses 25 and 26. It says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus gives us the incentive right here. Why should we believe in him? Because we will live even though we die, which is an interesting concept. But he means we will live in spirit with him in heaven. We will see his glory in the end. Our faith is a huge factor in our walk with God. It is like the last piece of a puzzle. Because when you're putting the puzzle together, you just want every piece to be there out of the 1,000-piece puzzle you decide to start. And without that last piece, it's just an incomplete puzzle. No one remembers it. It's meaningless. But when we do finish it, we are really proud of it. We see what the box has, you know? We see the end result. We see the reward that it gives us. So the big picture is the end product. And faith seems to be the factor that brings it all together. It's the last puzzle piece. I'm not saying it's the only puzzle piece that depends on our walk with God to be beneficial to us, but it's a very intricate piece. So how do we start this puzzle? How do we start this walk with God? How do we get back on track, on the track that leads towards an eternal life with him? Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, it says, let's see, where is it? That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. We confess that Jesus is Lord and we believe in our heart that he will save us. And we are justified by God and are saved because of this. Without that, we cannot live an eternal life with him. And if we do not confess, it means we don't have the trust that God needs from us. We don't have enough faith, essentially. And we seem to not really believe that God can save our soul. And it's kind of like a harsh statement. Even saying it kind of makes me uncomfortable. But we may be waiting and uneasy about being able to confess that Jesus is Lord. I know when I first got baptized, it was kind of like, am I too young for this? Like, I feel like I'm too young, so I probably shouldn't do this. But I'm glad I did it as early as I did, because I kind of set that all aside and thought to myself, like, I'm ready. Like, I have enough faith to be able to trust that God will take care of me throughout my life. So we may be waiting and uneasy about it, nervous about others, what others think. But we don't have to be. If we did it, then we would have done it without second-guessing ourselves. Faith is important in the beginning, middle, and end of our walk with God. So what do we do with it? How do we use it? How are we to use it? So after we confess and believe, what does our faith do then? In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I believe I found an answer. It says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I just realized that's a song we sing in Devos. Like, it took me how many years to realize that? But anyways, the life we live in our body, the physical body, our body here, my body standing before you, we live out our faith through the Son of God, in Jesus. We live with the trust that we have in God, and we lead by an example to those around us who do not know what real faith looks like. And as long as we are, as long as I'm in this physical body, as long as we are in this physical body, we must live the way God wants us to, and we must trust that God will lead us in a beneficial way to take our lives in ways we could not without him. So let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, please. Where are you? It says, for in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So we must also express our faith through love. It was probably implied before, but we must do everything out of love. We're taught that always in various lessons. And it doesn't really mean going around hugging everyone that you see, but living the way Jesus lived. He showed love to the sick by being compassionate towards them. He showed love to the sinners just by being with them, basically. He never said an unkind word at all, as we all know. Romans chapter 1, verse 17 says, where are you at? Romans chapter 1, verse 17 says, For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness is that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteousness will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith, which in turn means the unrighteous will not live by faith. Without righteousness, we do not have faith. Without faith, we do not have righteousness. We must have both in order to truly see God in our lives. So let's go to Galatians chapter 3, 26 and 27. I'm taking you all over. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Because we have faith, we get this. We become clothed in Christ. We get new and shiny digs for ourselves, basically. We get to show it off, and we need to show it off. And personally, I'm pretty guilty of not showing it off, proudly at least. It's a little ridiculous if I like think about it. Just thinking about myself and how I don't really profess my faith to people, but I've never really showed it to people as much as I would like to. Jesus gave us this gift of baptism so that we may be washed of our sins, so that we may be forgiven by God. Why wouldn't we want to show this to everyone, anyone and everyone? It's an awesome, amazing gift. We need to do that and we need to be proud of what we have. So, what are the other benefits of having faith? In 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, it says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." So we can overcome the world. We can overcome sin in our life if we have faith, if we believe. We can spread the good news to all the corners of the world. We can avoid condemnation because of our belief in God. This is what our faith gives us in the long run. Without it, we will be stuck in the world in Satan's kingdom. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Got too many post-its here. Ah, there we go. It says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." If we do not have faith in God, if we do not believe in him, we cannot see him. This is the consequence of not having faith. We do not get to see God, and we do not get to see the glory we are promised in heaven. We must have faith and realize the importance of our faith in our walk with God. But to give examples of what faith has done, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, which we're already there. And I heard it was named the faith chapter. And of course, it's named, at least in my Bible, called by faith. Verse 1, it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." Going forward to verse 5. "By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God has taken him away. For before he was taken, he was condemned as anyone who pleased God." Going to verse 7. "By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir to the righteousness that comes by faith." And lastly, verse 17, "By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, 'It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.' Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead." So as we can see in Hebrews 11, by faith, all these people benefited from it. There was Abraham, there was Noah. By faith, we know that God created this world out of nothing. So in my opinion, at least, faith is really important. And I need to truly realize it, and I believe we all should truly realize it. We need faith to believe in God. We need faith to believe he who we can't see. And belief in God requires all the faith you have and more, nothing less. So to close, I want to read Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And this is what happens when we don't have faith. This is what happens if I keep dwindling on my faith. And it's a scary thought, but I believe it should be told. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And that's a pretty scary thought to me. But even though I'm baptized, I still need to live out God's word. I still need to live like Jesus did. And I fear if I don't, my life will just go crumbling down. And I hope that we all have that kind of fear. We need to have faith. And like it says in the Bible, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. And I thought I had a lot of faith, but I'm not moving any mountains. So I need to work on some stuff, obviously. So if you are struggling to believe and put out the faith that we need to save God, or if you do believe, if you have the faith that God is real in this room here before you, and you want to be baptized, please come forward as we stand and sing this song.